Welcome back to the Rare Disorder Podcast. I'm your host, Shivani, and this is my fifth episode of my Meet a Fighter series. So let's dive right into it. So today I'm going to be addressing the rare condition Cowden syndrome. It is considered part of the PTEN hamartoma tumor syndrome spectrum, and people with this syndrome usually have an increased risk of developing some types of cancer. So, how rare is this condition? 1 in 200,000 people have Cowden syndrome. It is characterized primarily by multiple non-cancerous growths or hamartomas on various parts of the body. Some symptoms of Cowden syndrome include hamartomas on various parts of the body, breast carcinoma, other types of cancer, a large head, often referred to as macrocephaly, benign tumors of the hair follicle, and white papules with a smooth surface in the mouth. So, what causes this condition? Some causes of this condition are mutations in the PTEN gene, which is a tumor suppressor gene. This mutation results in a defective protein, and this can lead to various tumors and cancers associated with Cowden syndrome. Cowden syndrome can also happen due to mutations in other genes such as KLLN or SDHB. So, how is this condition diagnosed? It is diagnosed based on the presence of characteristic signs and symptoms. Once your doctor finds symptoms, they can order a genetic test for a mutation in the PTEN gene to confirm your diagnosis. If there is not a mutation in the PTEN gene, genetic tests to check for mutations in the other genes can then be ordered. So, what are some related disorders? Some of these include breast cancer, thyroid cancer, many other types of cancer, and orphanet. How is Cowden syndrome treated? So, as I said before, Cowden syndrome is related to increased risk of some type of cancer, so cancer screenings are done, and then some cancer treatments or therapies can be later carried out. Now I am so excited to welcome David, who is a fighter of Cowden syndrome. I am so excited to have you on my podcast today. To start, I was wondering if you could talk about an average day in your life with this rare condition.
The condition is quite complicated, really, but some people suffer quite severely with it, but for me it's not too bad. I go out to work, I do a physical job in a store, supermarket. I've had a problem with my leg, which plays up a bit really, but on a day-to-day basis it doesn't affect me too bad. Socially, the condition is linked to people. Some people with my condition have autism. Socially, it's always, when I've been younger, it's always been a struggle. But I think as I've got older, and perhaps a bit more confident, since being diagnosed as well, I've become more aware about the condition and myself. I think that's helped, really, awareness. And that's kind of helped me cope and live with the condition on a day-to-day basis.
All right, so is there anything you feel that other people should know about your disorder?
I think firstly, it is very complicated. I think people, my mother had the same rare condition. She passed away due to it. But I'm, touch wood at the moment, not too bad. I think it's not just a condition that, as I've just mentioned about autism, that is linked to cancer. A fair amount of people have autism, or certainly like developmental delays when they were younger. So it kind of affects us all in different ways. I think people basically need to sort of, new people, we all need to take a bit of time to listen to what you're explaining about how the condition affects you.
Mm-hmm. So, what are some ways with how you are coping with it?
How do I cope with it? I think becoming aware, educated about my condition, has been quite a help to me. Seeking support from other people with the same rare condition makes you feel less isolated, not so alone with the condition. And people with the same rare condition, whilst some people might be suffering with it more, they get it, they understand what you're saying or how you're feeling. Also, as well, you know, you actually go out to work, which is a good thing, but you need to take time to look after yourself, self-care, that sort of thing. Those are the kind of three ways, really, I kind of self-care, awareness, education, and support from people in my community that I kind of cope with it.
Mm-hmm. So, just moving on now. So, have you ever encountered a major struggle with your condition, and how did you overcome it?
I've been in hospital due to my leg, but at that time, when I was younger, I wasn't diagnosed with it. So I haven't had since being diagnosed 4 years ago, I haven't had any major issues around it. I went on a clinical trial coming over from the UK to Boston Children's Hospital 2 to 3 years ago, and so someone who's just kind of more or less stayed in this small hometown, didn't really travelled a little bit over to Europe to see family once or twice, but coming over to America, that was kind of like on my own, bringing my daughter over. That didn't feel like a major obstacle, but yeah, that was a challenge, really. Nothing too negative, really, but it's brought about some changes in how you manage your healthcare, look after yourself, and the opportunities like a clinical trial that come with having a rare disease.
Mm-hmm. So, if any, what are some initiatives or actions that you take to raise awareness for this disease?
I think a few things, really. I make meet people more aware about my condition. Developmental delays, autism, can impact certainly younger people who have the condition, and certainly me, like education, choices at school, getting on with people socially, having the same start that or same opportunities to some extent as other people of your social groups that you're going to school with. The past year or so been recently involved in is the mental health side of living with a rare condition, because since being diagnosed, I've become aware of people with rare diseases, not just my condition, suffering with their mental health, particularly men more than women. But reluctant to sort of seek support, speak out what they're going through. So for the past year, I've set up international Zoom calls for rare disease, male patients and caregivers, with kind of the emphasis on just encouraging guys to speak out about what they're going through, seek support, and provide a safe space where guys can feel they can talk freely, and they're not alone.
Mm-hmm. So, are there any resources that you would like to share that you have come across to help other people with the same disorder?
Since I've been diagnosed, I think the P10, US P10 Foundation has been really good in offering support to patients. Education, awareness about the condition, raising awareness, signposting patients in the right direction. I mean, they have the connections, and they just do as much as they can, really. So they would be an organisation that I would always recommend to anyone newly diagnosed or any patients that are not sure about anything that is come up through their condition. I find people with my condition, they sometimes want a second opinion or just want to talk through something about their rare disease. And I would talk to them about any issues. I always say sort of recommend the P10 Foundation if they're not sure, want a bit more sort of extra support.
So just kind of closing out now, I was wondering if there was anything else you would like to share with my podcast listeners. It can be anything in general or even something specific.
I feel like, I probably would say, I think probably the mental health side for me, the male mental health side for me, trying to change the culture, the stigma around male mental health, especially when you have a rare disease. To quote someone who's helped me set up the international Zoom calls we have, you can't do anything about the physical, but you can do something about the mental health side of living with a rare disease. But my rare disease brain doesn't take in a lot of stuff, and that quote is always stuck in. Yeah, you know, with a better mindset, you can make some difference in living with a rare disease. And so addressing the mental health side is just as important as the physical side, in my view. So yeah, that's kind of what I'd like to say, really.
So I would just like to thank you so much for joining me today and sharing your story, and really helping me spread awareness and advocate for individuals with rare conditions. So thank you.